This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, I don't have a list of feelings for you to choose from today. I guess my categories are all feeling-based. I chose one, and this is not going to be happy feelings. I guess I was feeling like Taylor, and I chose this. April 8, 2025, CBS News. Is that a good or a bad one, Taylor?
It's reasonable.
You keep track. Okay, thank you. Fine by me. No author. Dozens of hippos die in anthrax poisoning in Virunga National Park in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, no. Those aren't the hippos who need dying.
I know. They're the opposite of the hippos that need dying. And we don't need anything in favor of the hippos that need dying. So, Goma, Democratic Republic of Congo. Anthrax poisoning has killed about 50 hippos in Virunga, Africa's oldest national park, which is located in the Democratic Republic of Congo's troubled east, the head of the park told AFP on Tuesday. The toxin is caused by a spore-forming bacterium, Malicus anthracis, which survives for decades in soil where animals that died of anthrax or were carriers were buried. It is transmissible to humans and potentially fatal in its inhaled form. Hippopotamuses were found floating in a river south of Lake Edward, which separates the DRC from Uganda, Park Director Emmanuel de Morode said. The local office of the Congolese Institute...
It's got to take some time for you to approach a floating hippo and being like, is that a dead hippo?
Well, I'm definitely looking at a photo and it definitely looks like a dead hippo. It's a very sad photo. The local office of the Congolese Institute for Nature Conservation in the North Kivu province where the dead hippos were found recommended precautionary measures including avoiding eating bushmeat. Quote, although this disease mainly affects wildlife, it poses a potential risk of transmission to humans as well as domestic animals, end quote, said the body, which manages national parks in the DRC.
Did you just say the body said that? Yeah. Like the hippo body?
Said the body. Local office of the Congolese. I think that's what they're referring to by the body, right?
You don't think it's the hippo bodies? Okay.
No, probably not gases releasing from their body.
The hippo gases do all sorts of things. Oh, I make light because we have to.
Virunga National Park was established in 1925 and is renowned for its wildlife, particularly mountain gorillas and magnificent landscapes. And it is located at the heart of conflicts that have been tearing the eastern DRC apart for the past 30 years. Just last week, Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi commuted the death sentences of three Americans who had been convicted on charges of participating in a botched 2024 coup attempt. Pardon came as Congolese authorities hoped to strike a minerals deal with the U.S. in exchange for security support that could help the DRC fight Rwandan-backed M23 rebels in the conflict hit east of the country.
Now that you mention that, I completely forgot about that coup attempt in those Americans that got jailed for it. I'm surprised they got out on that. It was a very clear coup attempt they had.
Hippopotamuses and other mammals have already fallen victim to anthrax several times in Virunga and other nature reserves in Africa. Is that not weird? I'm hoping that they give us more information on this because I'm pretty confused myself right now. I'm wondering why.
I always thought like a forced poisoning when it was anthrax, but it's sounding like it's really not.
It sounds like it's naturally occurring, yeah. But it's not really giving any more details, right? Am I right?
No, it sounds very natural.
Okay. According to the Virunga website, the park was home to the largest hippo population in the world in the 1970s, about 29,000 animals. But since then, instability in the region has led to increased poaching and a 95% decline in the size of the population. Oh, Jesus Christ. Christ. The World Wildlife Fund lists hippos as a vulnerable species with an estimated 115,000 to 130,000 believed to live in the wild globally. That's like all of the ones in South America.
Oh, yeah. We might have to root for those hippos.
Yeah. I hope those weren't the only five that were in Africa. That was the end of the article. Wow. Oh. That took a sad article and just left me sad and confused and torn.
Yeah, it brings a new light to the South American hippos and how important they are to the species.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
And so the important conservation work of drug dealers in that region.
Yeah, I guess we got to change our colors on that and root for them now. How did they get anthrax?
I don't know enough about anthrax. Outside of those scares in like 2001, I know nothing about it.
That's what I envisioned too. So I was hoping for more information in that article than that, but it was pretty limited, unfortunately. I'm sorry about this Wednesday to you.
That's okay. We're giving people 48 hours to have some perspective and then come back here for some fun because we very rarely make you guys upset in the Friday episode.
I hope so.
That's true.
That's true. I thought you meant Wednesdays and I was like,
no. That's generally sad. Anyhow, bye.
Yeah, no. Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.